The next point would be point 7, which is comfort factors. Now, this is fairly important, especially if you have a fear-based headline. On the backside of the ad, you have to solve that fear.
I noticed, too, from your bullets, we'll go ahead and read some of them because I have a question about them.
Okay, some of the bullets would be negative dental experiences, problems getting numb, needle phobia, difficulty with local anesthetic, gag reflexes, traumatic dental fear.
Right, I noticed you list those. Most dentists would probably go right to the nitrous, Valium, et cetera, as opposed to listing the patient's particular neurosis or fear. So I guess what you're saying there is the implication is if we list it,
we can solve it.
We can solve
and
it.
And we cater to it.
I got
so it. You can say things above it that would say we cater to or we can help with, boom, 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 and you list that out.
Got
now
it.
You definitely want to go into the points where we have nitrous, we have headphones, and we do everything to make you as comfortable as possible.
Got it.
But those are very powerful points,
okay.
So I just wanted to go into that. All right, the next point would be payment barrier removals. You talked about that a little bit earlier, but that would be things like 12 months same as cash, Visa, MasterCard, different things like that to show
that you
have a wide
deals.
Variety.
Right.
Okay. The next on our list is internet coupon tie-in. Usually not applicable at this point because
we have the coupon right on the
right
piece.
So usually we leave that out at this point.
When would you use an internet coupon tie-in? So
the usually in Yellow Pages is the number one spot we use them. Because
in other words, when the space gets too small,
we can just go to our website
for a downloadable coupon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Point 10, clinic location. Very important to have a clinic map on there, not just we're located on this corner.
Between 4th and Main, right?
Right. We want a map to prove to the people and to show the people exactly where you're at.
Okay.
Because you're mailing to people that are actually in your neighborhood, you want to show them exactly where you're at and that you're right around the corner.
Okay.
You'll hear this a lot in dentistry, but where people come to your office and say, I've been living here for 20 years, you live right on the corner, and I never knew you were there. We want to pound the area so that everybody knows that you're there, and so a map solves that problem. Okay, the next point would be convenience factors. This is when you talk about open Saturday, open till 7 at night, we see you same day, next day appointments.
Emergency same day.
Right. That very important to have that in your ad if you can provide that type of service. Next is family versus cosmetic. What we want to do is to make it more family-oriented because that's the bigger slice of the pie. More people want family than they do cosmetic. Cosmetic dentists out there, what I would say is suggest is you bring them in the office and then you convert them to cosmetic dentistry.
Because it's just not a big enough marketplace. It's not that we couldn't make up an ad, you're telling me, that would appeal. There's just too few
this
people out there.
This is when we go back to the point where you got to spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month and just market cosmetic dentistry really to get it to really start paying for
it. I've had people tell me that they've spent even more than that and it's still kind of hit and miss. The market is simply so small. For upfront, I want cosmetic dentistry.
It's not a sure thing.
Right.
Okay.